Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle with your girl, Tiffany. And before I get started, let me thank you all for being here, for listening, for watching, tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. I do this for you because I already know what's going on. But before we get started, since you showed up, remember to like, subscribe, and comment below. So let's just get into this crazy week. There's so much going on in the Big Brother house right now. It is almost like impossible to give you all of the tea, but I'm gonna give you what you need. I'm gonna tell you what you missed. I'm going to catch you up on what's going on because so many things happen in this house, in this game, that change every day. And it's like, then it goes back to what it was 2 days ago. So it's like, do you really want me to tell you it's this and then it was that and then it was this and then it was a conversation where it was this? You don't care. I know you don't, because forget that shit, okay? Jag is the target. Jag has been the target. Jag is the target. He's on the block next to Blue. Now, Sari wants to get Blue out and she's convinced her people that Blue should go and they want Blue to go. Only thing is, nobody wants to tell Jared, but Sari is going to tell him because that's her son. She got to tell, she can't mess up with her only, with her realest ally. That's like her number one ally in the house because that's her son. So she decides to tell Jared that we're evicting Blue. But Jared has already done a couple of things to super connect with Blue, like glue, kind of like he's revealed secrets, even though she didn't gather all the context clues when he told her his mom was in the house. And she was like, damn, Cameron was right. Miss Felicia's Denzel Washington's sister. And that means that Jared is Denzel Washington's nephew. And I'm about to be in there like booty hair. Okay. Well, that got him a reward. And so they rewarded each other on the little sofa, the public sofa upstairs where Corey actually hangs out and does cam talks with us and sometimes just be chilling with America. But anyway, it's been christened by Blue and Jared. But he did clean it off with Clorox wipes or dryer sheets. I couldn't tell. Either way, it was disgusting, but to each their own. Who am I to judge? Now, because he's revealing secrets and he's revealing and they're like giving and taking their rock, paper, scissoring, it's going to be a little difficult for Jared to see Sari, which is his mom's point of view in why Blue should go, because Blue is a number for Jared and he wants to fight to keep her. So he's defending Blue and he's like, why do y'all want to keep Jag? What do you want to keep Jag for? Jag ain't going to help y'all win nothing. Whatever. Jared trusts Blue. Obviously. He's making a bunch of excuses as to why Blue should stay. He's run this game past all of everybody else and they're just like, yeah, but no, we don't want to hear it. Blue is gone. Well, And this is also in the midst of Jared having like kind of personal conversations with Izzy about Ceri and like how she thinks and how she processes and how she strategizes and how she is at home. And it's almost like, don't be talking nothing about me. And Ceri actually says that because Izzy, when Jared and Ceri leave the storage room after this conversation about Blue going home, Jared's like, yeah, whatever, no. And Ceri's like, okay, well, I was trying to forewarn you so you could vote with us, but you know, whatever. We'll go around you and get her out. So it's kind of like he's talking about her to Izzy. He's venting about her to Izzy. He's talking about her. And so now it's like are we playing against each other? But she is not playing against Jared. She's totally honest with Jared, straightforward with Jared. She tells Jared everything. She's not bad talking him. She's sweeping up the crumbs that he's left behind, trying to make sure he's stays in good. But he is kind of like, I don't really need your help, Ma. I got this. And you actually kind of slipping on your game because Miss Felicia told me about y'all final two and you be talking too much. So why you trying to ask me and check me about why I want to keep this person and how my relationship is with this person? Because she also has told him that he can't trust Corey. He like, yeah, well, you can't trust Miss Felicia because she told me y'all business. She said you talk too much. So now Ceri is mad at Miss Felicia. But Ceri is so good at what she does because she's going to still sit around Miss Felicia. They're going to still do what they do. But she got her eye on Miss Felicia and she don't trust her. And I'm going to tell you, I watched the replay a couple of games. I'd rather stay out of her line of sight. Like, who are you looking at? You, who? Oh, okay. I was just, because don't look. Nope. She get her eye on you. She started looking at you like she don't trust you. You got to watch out because you might be up out of there. I mean, but there have been some back and forths where, like, for example, she didn't trust Mimi. And she was like, I don't trust Mimi. I don't trust Mimi. Then you turn the TV on and she like, because I trust Mimi. So it really depends. But I do know that when she wants your ass out of there, you're going to be like, heism. So anyway, now back to my notes. Now, there comes a conversation where Red wants to ask Ceri about Izzy and if Izzy would put him up. And Ceri finally goes and gets Izzy for a chat. And Red wants the alliance that's named after his son, Legend 25. He really wants this to work because he would not have put that on his son if he wasn't serious about it. And I do want to, I don't know if I want to compliment Red or Ceri, but everybody else be complimenting Ceri and she deserves it. I'm going to compliment Red on his trust and faith, his blind faith in the relationship that he has, the one-sided relationship he has with Ceri that he believes is mutual. It's amazing. He trusts her, like, and he's like, she never lied to me. She never lied to me. I know I've got her. I know she got me. I'm damn near her number one. We get Izzy out the way. I'm there. And I'm like, wow. I do have to meet Ceri. I got to feel Miss Ceri's energy. I mean, just put me in the same room. I'm sure I could feel it. It must be powerful because she has Red believing, or Red just made this up in his mind, but he believe it and she ain't done nothing to change it. He believes that Saria is all the way with him and is telling him the truth all the time and would never lie to him or tell his secrets. But on the other side of the door, Saria is going, "We got to get Red and Cameron out. I don't trust them." Like, if I ever get played like that, please. Oh, that's going to hurt. Red might need therapy after this. Things may not look the same. He may never believe women again. I don't know, but it's not her fault. That's your blind faith, but I'm proud of you. So Red is wants this alliance to work, and Izzy is just listening, like in true Izzy fashion. Like, she don't care. She's like, whatever. You don't know. I got 70,000 other alliances, and I'm not serious about any one of them that you are included in. You not going with me. So when Red leaves, they talk. And they don't like what Red's saying about them excluding him and Cameron from conversations, them sneaking around, going in and out of rooms, talking. They don't like that he feels this way, that they're working behind the scenes and doing something else. So they're like, let's just go upstairs to the HOH room and hash this out. Let's have a Legion 25, a Legend 25 meeting in the HOH room. So they go upstairs, they hash it out, they get Red and Cameron all comfy and back in their good graces, and they love them again. And, you know, Red and Cameron back on board. There's no problem with them. That eight is going to the end together. At least the way Sari and Izzy feels that they're safe enough that they won't be looking directly at them for a while, they still believe this alliance is real. There is a twist that came up. And this is interesting because we have two showmances. I have never been one who really cared about whether there was a showmance or not. But my perception and my perspective and my thoughts on that have changed just because I play the game and I've watched some seasons and I've just kind of, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I would break up a showmance. Damn, I shouldn't have said that. I would not break up a showmance. I don't know why. I don't even know who said that. But there are two showmances in the house. And honestly, Corey's game was a little, he was swimming in the shallow waters. He wasn't too deep in the gameplay from the beginning, but he was kind of there a little bit where he had some people he was working with, but he is fully distracted by Blue. Damn. America. Listen, Red, White, Blue, America. I get them all confused. Corey is distracted by America. He's not out having these conversations anymore. He's not making his presence felt, known in the house. He's not gaming with other people. He's hanging in the hammock with America. He's cuddling with America. He's in the have-not room with America. Now, apparently America had one too many drinks. She went on his dinner. Mimi took America, three, and Miss Felicia, I think. Yes, on her dinner. And because she didn't want to take Jared and reveal the Brown Sugar Babe alliance, so she took America. America must have had one too many drinks. And so, America. Y'all gonna be mad at me for saying this. And my girl might be mad at me too because I love her, but it's different because the game person and the person I know in person are, I separate them for some odd reason. I just really realized that. But America and Corey are really giving Kyle and Alyssa. And it is because, not the shots fired, Alyssa. I still love you, girl. But it's giving Kyle and Alyssa because America is really coming on to Corey. And Corey is really like, ma'am, we are on television. My parents are watching this. I can't. We don't even try. Just let's lay here. Let's spoon. And she like, let's dry hump. Sorry, America. Sorry. I don't know what that rocking back and forth was. It did remind me of high school. I'm sorry. We're not going to. Okay. She had a little too much to drink. She is like laying on top of Corey. She got her face close to his face. She like. Like, you go. Sorry for those of y'all that's just listening. I'm just staring at my microphone waiting on it to kiss me. Because that's what America was doing. Just staring at Corey's face. Just hoping he would pucker his lips and put them right on top of hers. And he was like, we're not doing this. I also respect him for being like, you're just a little intoxicated. Do you even, you know, let's reevaluate this and come back and have this conversation at a later date when we are both clear-minded, not when you can be like, I didn't do that. I didn't mean to do that. He didn't say that. That's me saying that. But I'm just saying he was right. I would teach my son the same thing. Consent is a thing. Okay. And I need like sober consent. So I respect it. But anyway, I mean, we've grown out and had consent. I consented when I was inebriated and I'm in it. I've still said, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And I did it. So anyway, now, it's not about me. Corey in America, thanks to Corey, I believe that he will present himself as a gentleman in this house at all times. Meaning, he's not going to embarrass his parents. Not that parents would be embarrassed if their kids be having sex on national television when they're supposed to be trying to plot to win $750,000, but they're trying to get some from somebody they met 28 days ago. I'm not saying they would maybe be embarrassed by that, because maybe they would not. Maybe they would be proud. But Corey has decided to take the stance that I'm not putting my family out there. I'm not putting my business out there. And Miss America, you 27 and I'm 21 and we just going to have to take it slow. I think he does like her. And maybe if it was different, even though he did tell her in the hammock, you know what my secret is? He said, I fuck a lot. I said, Corey, he really came. He said, try me if you want to. I can be like that too. He was not afraid. And I was just like, oh, okay. But anyway, there is another showman's on the other hand that have manses outside the show. But in the house, I don't know if neither one of them know what we can see. I don't know if neither one of them know what game this is or what show they're on, but they both are very comfortable with getting to know each other better in front of America. And I'm not talking about America in-house. I'm talking about us. And let's just be real. Blue does not know and give a damn about how to play or win this game. Because she don't even know how to figure out who this man mama is. She can't figure out who he looked just like. You think he really give a damn to tell you his mama in this house if his mama ain't Miss Siri? Mm-mm, you got, but Denzel Washington's sister. I am really pushing for a blue elimination, and it is not game related at all. And it also has absolutely nothing to do with breaking up this showmans. I am really going for a blue elimination because, come on, get with me. Can you imagine Blue sitting on the stage with Julie? Because see, after jury, it's going to be different. But if she go home tomorrow or today, whatever day y'all seeing this, Julie's going to say, "So Blue, do you think there are any secret relationships in the house?" And Blue's going to go,
"Yes, Julie, I already know. I already know who it is."
"How do you know? Who is it? Who do you think it is?" "Jared already told me that his mom is Miss Felicia. And I've been following her around the house and she loves me and I help her cook. I cook all the sides and whatever she wants. And I'm just talking to her like I know she likes me, even though I know she likes Jared's girl at home. But Miss Felicia loves me." And I kept his secret because I want him to trust me, because we already talked about reevaluating our relationship when we got. And Julie's going, "I only have a few." And she's like, I know. "But I just wanted to let you know, we talked about how we're going to reevaluate our relationship. We get out." And he did let me know that he would have to reevaluate things if I left first, because he doesn't know if I'm going to like go back to my ex. But I was telling him we'll reevaluate things. But anyway, I know that Miss Felicia is Jared's mom. Blue. Saree is Jared's mom. Who? Saree? What did I say in front of Saree? Saree is Jared's mom? Saree is Jared's mom. I asked him, who does he look like? Because I didn't even think he looked like Miss Felicia. So he lied to me? Why did he lie to me and tell me that Miss Felicia was his mom? Well, he didn't. You just thought she was. Am I dumb? We don't use those kind of words on Family Network television. I wouldn't use those words. It just wasn't the brightest idea that you've had. But anyway, for my own self, for my own odd sense of humor, I'd like to see Blue meet Julie this week. Let's make it happen. Can we make it happen? Like, what can we do? So anyway, that's why. Let Jack stay and mess shit up. Let's do it. Whatever. I don't care. Okay. So anyway, this homance. Oh. I slipped. This showmance of Blue and Jared is distracting Jared. He does not want to vote her out. Somehow, the powers that be in the house, i.e. Saree, it's like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we just keep Blue and we get out Jag. Just whatever. We get Blue next week. It doesn't matter. Because I don't know why, because I don't know why, but Jag is the target. Now, let me bring you into this twist. Everyone played for the power. It's been confirmed that Saree, Matt, Jag, and Corey possibly played for the power. And it's interesting because I think that seed that was planted that Jared couldn't trust Corey has been growing in Jared's mind. And so him and Corey have a conversation about who play for the, who would get the power, play for the power, be picked to play. And Jared lets Corey know, "Well, it wouldn't be you. It'd be me before it'd be you. Because I'm Saree's son. They want to save me." He didn't say that. But he might as well. He didn't say that though. And Corey's just like, damn. And in front of his girl too. You know, you're going to tell this man in front of his girl, it ain't going to be you. Corey, why wouldn't it be me? You're not an underdog. You're not on the block. you don't even have a personality for that. Like, it just wouldn't be you. It wouldn't be you. Your personality is not like, you know, it's just not, it's not you. He is just stepping on this man's, and I won't even say he's stepping on his ego, because, you know, who gives a fuck about what you think about me? You don't change the way I feel about me. So I can't say he's stepping on his ego, but he pushing some buttons, because Corey's just like, but it would be you. So they go back and forth about this for a long time. But Jared ends up feeling like Corey did get chosen to play, because when Corey comes out, he was like, Jared, you were right. And Jared is like, because you know he don't trust him now. I don't trust Corey. Why would he say I was right? He ain't even the type that'll say I'm right. That's I don't trust him. But I do think he played. So now I think he played. So now he got to wonder, what kind of people watching this show would like Corey's personality and not mine? And why not? I'm out here. I'm laying. I'm getting it. I'm giving y'all TV. Good TV. I got my mama on here. I'm keeping secrets. I told my mama I keep secrets. I'm not out here giving out information. That's what Jared told Sari in the storage room after he told Blue his mom was in the house. And that was a lie. That was a lie. And I do want to address how this is like a real life situation. This is a real mother and son playing a game together, but they are playing the game differently. Like, Sari has Jared's back. And Jared does not always have Sari's back in the way she has his. And Izzy says to Sari, I always just like let him vent to me when he's like upset, you know, like let him vent to me about you. And Sari says he shouldn't be talking to anybody about me. And she damn right. If I take my son, because I took you, they don't know you without me. They ain't not taking you for you. They might. I ain't going to say that. But one thing, we know they know me. They do know me. I got a little, you better put some respect on my name. They might like you, but they like me. They know me. They know what I bring. I brought you. I bring you with me. And you get in here with these people and you say something about me. You go tell somebody how I think, what I do at home, what I got at home, how I be when I be mad, how I think, how I be acting. I will beat your ass in front of these people. Play with me if you want to. And I guarantee she don't know that he out there running his mouth like that. But I'm hoping by the time she see it, maybe that shit don't matter. But if it was me, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like it. But because that's when you'd be like, oh, it's a game. Yeah, but you my son. And even when we playing a game or we in real life, I expect you to treat me a certain kind of way. And I'm not saying he not, but I would expect from my son to ST in the FU, period. So anyway, another whole lot is going on. You got these showmances. Looks like blue is going to stay. The house flip-flops. There's a lot of conversations going back and forth. There's red and Cameron. There's Ceree, Izzy. There's some people that aren't even, I can't say they're not worth talking about. I know there are a lot of people that are in this house, but not a lot of people are relevant to playing this game. Bowie Jane, actually, let me get it right. Fucking Bowie Jane. I think they figured out that she's not her age that she said she was. She got mad the other night because they didn't go to bed and left the lights on and she was annoyed. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm older too. That shit annoys older people. Turn the fucking lights out. I got to go to sleep. I'm tired. I don't want to sleep with the light on. I don't have the patience to pretend that I'm not upset neither. Young people, no shit bother them. They're fine. It don't bother them. They got patience. Telling them they can be knocked out with the lights and the music. Old people, let me tell you, turn that shit off. I got to go to sleep. I'm tired. And we don't have the tolerance to pretend that we not bothered. That's why when we take our behinds in that house and we got to deal with a bunch of 20-year-olds, y'all better be nice to us because we be half a step away from whooping somebody's ass. Anyway, Bowie Jane, fucking Bowie Jane. They don't trust her. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what her storyline is. I don't know. Mimi, Brown Sugar Babes. Sometimes they trust Mimi, sometimes they don't. I do know that Ceree did get mad that Mimi was not trying to clean that shower out. And was like, I'm not cleaning out that shower. I don't clean that shower. If I'm somebody who's doing something, I mean, I don't know. I understand Ceree being upset about that because if you use it, then you need to, if you use it, you need to be responsible for helping keep it clean. But whatever. It's just that all of that stuff ain't game. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. Who else? Nobody. That's it. The last thing I'm going to leave y'all with, though, Matt won the power. Now, put that in your pocket. And we'll see what happens with this power, with this twist, what it does, if he uses it. And it's interesting because I don't know if he can use it this eviction, but I think like whoever leaves gets to come back. So it's almost like, okay, whoever y'all want to evict. But damn. That's even better. Evict Blue. Evict her so she can go out there and find out that Ceree is Jared's mama and come back in the house. Because she's going to take it as Jared lied to her. And she's going to be mad. So she's going to take it out on him. And let's shake this shit up and play a real game. That's what I want to see. Other than that, that's it. We're going to see who goes home. It's going to be either Jag or Blue. Matt may have the opportunity to save somebody. We will see what happens with that. And maybe nobody goes home. They still think it's a battle back. I hate that feeling. I feel bad for them because I want to be like, it ain't no damn battle back. Shut up. You don't have to play like that. But we did the same thing. We was like, it's a battle back. What if DX come back up in here? What if it's going to be Chris? Who do you think coming next? But we were kind of like a little fresh out of COVID. So, and there were still protocols for us really enforced. So the thought of them actually bringing somebody back, we was like, they're not really, I didn't expect them to, but this is the 25th season. And I would be believing that there would be a twin twist, another relative, a battle back, a spelling comp, a food challenge, all the old BB stuff, but I don't know, you know, I'm not the producer. I'm just here like y'all. Come back and see me next week. I catch you up on what you missed. Remember again to like, subscribe, and comment. And I hope you got what you came here for. Be safe and show love and kindness. That is what people will remember about you. Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.